The reign of Elizabeth I. In 1558, Elizabeth became queen. It was during her reign that the English Renaissance reached its highest point. The reign of Elizabeth was a time of great political significance for England, giving the country a considerable sense of stability and unity. Elizabeth surrounded herself with intelligent counsellors who became part of her Privy Council, formed by about 20 members, including her chief advisers William Cecil and Francis Walsingham. In 1570, Pope Pius V excommunicated Elizabeth and urged loyal Catholics to depose her. This led to the suppression of several plots against her, the most famous of which was centered on the Catholic Queen of Scotland, Mary Stuart, who was a pretender or claimant to the English throne. Mary was imprisoned for 20 years and was eventually executed in 1587. Elizabeth's reign coincided with the beginning of the British Empire. It was partly Elizabeth's support for the navy that led to England becoming one of the most powerful nations in Europe, continuing a policy started by her grandfather Henry VII. Spain was one of her main rivals, and her main military success was the victory of the English fleet against the Spanish Armada in 1588. Connected to the empire was the exploration of new lands. Among the most famous explorers were Sir Francis Drake, who circumnavigated the earth between 1577 and 1580, and Sir Walter Raleigh, who brought back tobacco and potatoes from England to America. The myth of Elizabeth and the dream of a reformed empire. Despite enormous pressure, Elizabeth never married and was known as the Virgin Queen. She used her chastity as a political weapon to maintain the stability of the country. With her charisma, Elizabeth captured the imagination of many poets and writers who were part of her court, many of whom were, at the same time, anxious to win her favour. A famous example is Edmund Spenser, whose epic poem The Fairy Queen was partly an attempt to flatter Elizabeth and saw her as the leader of a reformed empire, purified of the corruption of the Empire of Spain and the Roman Church. The most influential figure in creating this vision was John Dee. In one of his books, General and Reign Memorials Pertaining to the Perfect Art of Navigation, Dee argued for the establishment of a strong navy, both to defend the country and to aid imperial expansion. The spirit of British imperialism was openly encouraged by the Queen. However, in the last years of the 16th century, the Queen withdrew her support, afraid of making powerful enemies among Catholic countries. Former favourites such as Dee and Spenser fell into disfavour and died in poverty and obscurity. The figure of Elizabeth, or at least the iconographic and poetic representation of her, still refers to the idealized woman of medieval courtly love. Elizabeth was regarded as the centre around which everything revolved, a notion which sat easily with the still dominant perception of the universe at the time. The medieval Ptolemaic theory that the earth was the centre of the cosmos, around which the sun and the other planets revolved. Copernicus's revolutionary discoveries were deemed to be subversive, and the Church even considered them heretical. Elizabethan astronomy was dominated and limited by their notion of social and natural hierarchy in all things. All of this would change after it was discovered by Copernicus that the Ptolemaic idea of the cosmos was wrong, but fear of persecution by the Church meant that the forces of change were initially clandestine. Educated Elizabethans gathered in private rooms to discuss theories that couldn't be admitted in public, while writers were careful to hide subversive ideas within an acceptable moral framework. Sports and pastimes in Elizabethan England. The practice of sports and pastimes in Elizabethan England was mostly confined to the noble classes, but filling the time was a problem that had to be resolved with elegance and nonchalance, as prescribed in Castiglione's The Courtier, the essential guide to Renaissance manners. It was important to have many skills, but equally important that one's accomplishments seemed casual and effortless. Popular sports at the time included tennis and lawn bowling. Real tennis, as it was then called, real meant royal, was played indoors on a special court and included hit and ball off walls and sloping roofs. It was also important for the courtier to be able to play an instrument, usually the lute, and to compose verse, however bad, Music and dancing were popular pastimes, and was the theatre. The Elizabethan period saw the introduction of a number of new instruments, such as the viol, which encouraged more sophisticated arrangements and compositional practices. The most popular musical formation of the time was the concert, initially comprising the four elements of violin, flute, lute, and viol. Elizabethan dances, many of which were imported from continental Europe, included the pavan, whose name, meaning peacock, derived from the trains of the women's gowns trailing across the floor like a peacock's tail, the galliard, an energetic dance originating from the 15th century, which was usually followed and complemented the pavan, and the gavotte, which was danced in couples in a circle to a medium tempo. The battle for naval supremacy. Throughout the 16th century, Britain was engaged in an empire-building race with its most powerful rival, Spain. After Columbus's journey to America in 1492 and then Magellan's circumnavigation of the globe, the Spanish conquered the Americas and oppressed the inhabitants, robbing them of their material resources and treasures. But the crucial question was control of the seas, the trade routes that the returning ships had to cross. The naval war began during the reign of Elizabeth I with a series of pirate raids by English adventurers such as Francis Drake and John Hawkins. Along the coast of Spanish America, they attacked the vessels carrying silver mined in Peru back to Sevilla in Spain, silver which in turn was used to finance the war against England. Elizabeth's support and sponsoring of Drake's successes against the Spaniards gradually became more overt, until, after one particularly successful expedition, she knighted him, an act that was more or less an open declaration of war on the Spanish fleet. In the historic battle of 1588, the English navy defeated the Spanish armada which Philip II of Spain had sent to invade England. England was now the greatest naval power in the world, and Elizabeth's position in history was assured.